And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley and with me is Gerald Quickly as always. Hi there, GQ.
Hello, Jo. I had a Christmas hat out to wear but left it at home.
Oh, that's
I feel
a
little half-dressed this morning.
That's all right. Well, one of your little elves.
I might
will
bring
keep
it in for our
film.
First show in 2023.
Never too late, perhaps, for a Christmas hat. And there we have Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Good morning, all.
It is
good to see you all.
It's great to see you, and it is our last show for the year. And I would say that we're all very blessed to be planning some lovely family time. Would I agree?
Absolutely.
Oh, I am thrilled. I've got my whole family. There's 22 of us this time for Christmas Day. So it's definitely going to be interesting.
Yes. It is a lovely time of year. It does bring with it lots of delicious food, which sometimes means lots of, well, perhaps too much delicious food in one sitting. But balance is the key, don't you think?
Absolutely. And look, isn't it time just to leave us alone? Can't we just be, after what we've had for the last 2 or 3 years, where in some instances Christmases were non-existent, I'm happy to take it up with the dietitian. I think we need to just let things happen for a week or two.
The world won't end
because we're happy.
Yeah, we could definitely find the happy medium, I think, is kind of the answer to all this. Indulge on Christmas Day and balance on either side. But ultimately, you can still have great food that isn't bad for you and still have a fabulous time as well.
Yeah, well, we don't intend to be a Grinch, but perhaps I would like to avoid feeling quite so, I don't know, you feel you eat. Because I love eating, trust me.
Yes.
And in the moment.
I've seen you in action. Don't you worry about that.
In the moment, I do like to indulge. And then I don't feel great the next day. So I think what I'm after is perhaps a little bit more mindfulness with how I eat around this time of year. And so to that end, we are joined by Nicole Dynan, an accredited practicing dietitian and director of the Good Nutrition Company. And she's going to help us sort of work out how we can approach this season where overeating, I will admit, hand on heart, that's me, you know, it is very common. And so she's going to help us maybe approach it with a little bit more balance. I think that's okay.
Yes.
I'm not taking it from you, Gerald.
No. Yeah. Thank you. I'm looking forward to this discussion because I'm going to ask Nicole what she's serving for Christmas Day. So you can have one slice of turkey, you can have half a slice of ham, and you can have one stick of asparagus and that's it.
Hopefully not.
I don't think she's going down. Let's just wait and see what Nicole tells us. All right. Plus, at this time of year, it is important to be mindful of those who aren't necessarily surrounded by blessings like gifts and an abundance of food. So for that community connection, we find out what the Selvos have in store this year with one of my favourite people, Major Brendan Nottle, Commanding Officer of the Salvation Army, whose organisation this Christmas will distribute more than 64,000 food hampers and vouchers.
He's inspirational, isn't he?
Unbelievable. And 64,000. Incredible.
And I think you said in the stat was 136,000 meals. Yeah. I mean, just the manpower itself. So what an incredible situation they can help people with.
Yeah, it's true. Plus, we're going to be talking what's on trend in the beauty world with our resident beauty expert at the House of Wellness, Jade Kisnorbo. And I don't know if you've noticed the huge amounts of mozzies buzzing around, and they're enormous. So we've got some tips on relieving that itch that seems to be synonymous with summer. And as always, we would love you to give us a call, 131 873 with any questions that you might have to support your health today, whether it's something to eat or not eat, a supplement you might be looking to explore, maybe you have a symptom that you need easing. Give us a call, 131 873 with your questions, because Gerald and Zoe are here to answer those questions. Next up, ways to stay healthy but still enjoy your share of Christmas pud this season.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get chlorine dry shampoo with oat milk, 150ml for $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. The phone number is 131 873. Give us a call with any questions you have for your health. We'll get to those in just a moment. But first up, of course, this time of year with Christmas and all of the family gatherings that we have and all of the parties, most definitely there's a lot of food, a lot of alcohol, a lot of fun. Don't want to take the fun away, but today we look at how to approach that tempting buffet without putting on the kilos and, well, dare I say it, feeling like an overstuffed turkey. Not fun, not a good feeling. So joining us on the line is Nicole Dynan, an accredited practicing dietitian and the director of the Good Nutrition Company in Sydney. Hi there, Nicole.
Hi, Jo.
Now, listen, I do love eating, so don't take this away from me, but I also don't want to get to the end of this season and not be able to do my jeans up. So is it true? I read that some of us put on up to 3 kilos over Christmas. That's a lot.
I know. Yes, it is true. The surveys have been done. And there was actually a survey in 2019 that found 4 out of 10 of those people surveyed put weight on over Christmas, and the average weight gain was almost 3 kilos. So it's, difficult when we want to enjoy what we're eating, but it means we often overeat and overdrink.
It's definitely a time when our mindset kind of plays havoc because you get so excited about what you're eating and what you're trying and the presents you're opening as well. But yeah. I love that you don't just focus on the food, you actually focus on the mindset. Please give us some of your tools. Give us your wisdom.
Well, I do describe Christmas as the perfect storm of overeating because there's so much delicious food and it has become a bit of a tradition that we just kind of overstuff ourselves. So I think whilst it's important to have that abundance mindset, it's even more important not to have a deprivation mindset because, you know, it might sound counterintuitive, but we all know when we add something to a banned list, we just want it more. So
yes, it's true.
So I think it's just important to enjoy the food that you choose to eat and just try to be mindful of eating it to help prevent going overboard.
Mm. Now, Nicole, I don't want to be argumentative this morning, but but we, particularly in certain states across the country, have had a fairly miserable 2 or 3 years. Mm. So surely this year we can just, if it's, and I'm staggered at the 3 kilo, I think, you know, that's a lot. But and I know, and surveys, depending on the sort of question you ask, you get the question, you get the answer you want. So it would be fascinating to see what those are. So surveys I treat sometimes with a bit of a grain of salt, no pun intended.
Mm.
But is it smorgasbords that really are the issue? Surely if you get a serving of food at the table, you'd be content with that. And then you can say, well, no. And if you eat slowly and mindfully and all those things that we know we should be doing, sipping wine every now and again, not sloshing it down, plenty of water, isn't that probably the way to do it rather than have everything out on a table and you walk around with a fairly large-sized plate taking some of everything?
And going back a second and a third time. I mean, I'm only talking about myself.
Yes. Well, okay. So are smorgasbords the big downer?
I think they can be totally challenging because some other research, Gerald, and I know it can be skewed to get the answer that you want, but some other research shows that we can eat up to 6,000 kilojoules or the equivalent of 3 meals at Christmas lunch. And it is kind of that whole food environment. So you're right, like when there's an abundance of this delicious food all laid out on the table, it can just be really overwhelming to sort of, you know, limit yourself and that sort of thing. So my tips there are to really just look at everything that's available, make your decisions carefully, just choose what you think you would really, truly love, And take a serving of that. Start small. You can always go back for more. And then just try to obviously, you know, enjoy it. Put your knife and fork down in between. Enjoy the conversation, you know, just having people around and that kind of thing. And don't panic, you know, if you do go overboard. It is what we do most of the time. I think that's more important than what we do one day of the year.
Mm. Agree.
It's interesting with kids on Christmas Day because there's so many fussy eaters out there. I mean, out of the 22 people I've got coming, I have had to kind of manage a couple of kid requirements. But I often find like the smorgasbord works really well for fussy eaters because then they can just choose. But what are some of the tips? What's some really good healthy things that we can pop on that, whether it be the plate or the smorgasbord?
Yeah, so I totally agree, Jo. I think, you know, kids, you know, it's not only kids that are fussy eaters. We sort of get this fussy emotional eating thing as we grow up when we're sort of restricted as children. So when food is used as a reward. So sometimes, you know, putting out that smorgasbord can help kids to be able to choose some of those safe foods that they like. And then they, you know, they can be encouraged to try some other things as well. But I think as long as there's plenty of healthy food available, lots of seafood, salads, maybe it's the roast meat and veg that you're going for, you know, then there is opportunity to make those good choices along the way and not just be eating, you know, nibbles and junk all day.
Yeah, and I think it's nice to really be mindful about how much you're going to eat. Like, don't buy so much. We tend to waste so much at this time of year.
Yeah, well, actually, household food waste is the biggest contributor to food waste. Nationally, and Australia is one of the biggest countries in the world in terms of food waste. So you're right, we do tend to over cater. So, you know, trying to be mindful of that now we're sort of more into sustainability and reducing that food waste, I think is a really good approach.
What will you have in your Christmas table?
Well,
come on, own
I am
up.
Catering.
Yeah, own up.
I am catering.
Smorgasbord.
I do have 22. We do lay it all out, but we've got the extra challenge of some vegans coming this year. So we're going to have some beautiful options there, like a whole roasted butternut pumpkin stuffed with cranberries and nuts and rice and beautiful things like that. We're doing a big half side of salmon that's crusted with breadcrumbs and nuts and herbs and things like that, and plenty of salads and veg because we can't get enough of those.
Amazing.
Either.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Nicole. You have a
beautiful
Christmas.
You too. Thanks, Jo. Thanks, Gerald.
Bye.
The number is 131-873. We'll get to your calls next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get chlorine dry shampoo with oat milk, 150ml for $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Let's get to some calls. Hi there, April in Williamstown.
Hello. I was wondering what kind of food can I eat that won't make me bloated over the summer but still keep my energy up?
Zoe, go for it, Zoe. And I would say avoid the ones that you know cause the bloating. Don't go near those for a start.
Yeah, that's definitely the key. It's like obviously that high allergic or allergen type responsive foods, which is your dairy and your wheat and your gluten, they're the ones to kind of mitigate. But it more comes down to sort of good quality enzymes, good quality sort of high sort of, you know, hydration, high fibre type foods. So the rainbow, we always talk about that Mediterranean style diet. Just make sure there's a lot of those good fats, avocado, olive oil, hemp seeds, chia seeds, focused in the food that you're eating because they've got anti-inflammatory nature. They taste delicious when we throw them into things, but also lots of different variety of colours, like lots of reds, lots of, you know, greens, all those sort of fibre-rich foods as well. Lots of hydration. And the key thing is don't overeat. Often what happens, we're overeating.
And
that's
April,
the reason why.
What we forget too, often if we're with friends, we're talking and eating and talking and eating. So you actually swallow a lot of air. And if you don't burp it up, it gets stuck there and then that causes issues later on. So just take it nice and easy, chew well, do as your mum used to say, put your knife and fork down between mouthfuls. I have to learn that, Jo. Maybe you could teach me.
I'm so no master at that. You slow the whole
process down, and that will also mean that your food is properly digested as it passes through your digestive system.
It's such a lovely time of year for salads, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's fresh and it's gorgeous, and you can make a, you know, a simple salad. So exciting! I did one with apple and mango and lots of different nuts in it. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
Sally in Lane Cove. Good morning.
Morning, Sally.
Oh yes, good morning.
How can we help?
Gerald, what I'm saying, I've had shingles and I'm getting lots of cramps. I'm taking magnesium. Can you give me anything else that might help?
So you're over the shingles now, Sally. You've finished the antivirals and things have settled down a little, have they?
Antiviral.
Okay, you've finished the antivirals?
I only got some antibiotics, I think. I'm not sure.
Okay, good as gold.
Now, 90 years of age, I'll let you know.
Well, good on you. Well done. And look, thank you for calling. Sally, what you've got to do, it's probably the type of magnesium you're taking. So if you're not using a powder or a capsule and you're using a tablet, it's time to swap. Powders are better because you can use a smaller amount in the morning and maybe another smaller amount at lunchtime and then a slightly larger amount in the evening, because the magnesium is specific for cramps, and it's only a matter of getting the dose right and it will solve your problems within days. But I'm not a fan of magnesium tablets, particularly at the young age of 90, because your tummy enzymes won't be in particularly great shape. We'll have low levels of acid. There's no problem there, but powder is the way to go.
All the best with that, Sally. And we've heard so much of shingles.
A lot of
this
shingles,
year.
Joe. Yeah, a lot. And look, I'm sure it's COVID related, because it just fires up all those little nerves that cause a problem.
Keep your calls coming, 131 873. Now, I just wanted to mention, of course, it's a very festive time of year. I think maybe finally it's warming up in the southern states, I hope. But you've got to say, how many Mozzies are around?
Oh, and they're big.
They're monsters.
It's funny. We all grew up, mozzies were just things we put up with. Now we recognise mosquitoes as carriers of disease.
Absolutely.
And there are certain people who mozzies are attracted to, based on their skin odour, which is undetectable to humans. But mozzies can spot a potential victim at 100 metres. And with a bit of luck, that person takes it for the team around them. So they are the bunnies for the night. But it's well shown. World Health Organization says that DEET is the repellent of choice. And you'll find a lot of brands now have a higher DEET protection. Some parents express concern, and there are children's versions, of using DEET. The risk of an application or two of the DEET is probably far less than the potential issues of some serious bites. Particularly one mozzie in a child's bedroom can cause absolute havoc on the face. Then they scratch it, and then it's look out what's next. The thing of choice, and I'm not being steroid phobic here, but 1% hydrocortisone ointment put onto a bite will stop the itch almost straight away. And it's a matter then of taking the itch and the irritation away to allow it to heal. But reapply, be careful, particularly early mornings, late afternoon. Naturally, some people use citronella oil, eucalyptus oil, tea tree oil. They're a little overpowering for everybody. If you wear citronella oil at a party, you won't have any friends, because everyone will move away. So the DEET, roll on or spray is the way to go.
Yeah, and cover up, I think, you know, maybe
definitely.
Be careful not to wear, like, you know, wear sort of loose long sleeve clothing and but then they get in around your ankles and your wrists. But some kids I find their reaction to the mozzie bite, they get full welts.
Yes, they are.
Yep. So I definitely noticed with Emily as well. I mean, I personally have had Ross River virus, so that's, you know, a mosquito-borne disease. And it's definitely something I'm a lot more cautious about, you know, being up in Noosa, being up in Queensland at this time of year as well. So I find with Emily, I put the loose clothes, and I do tend to work with a more natural product, a citronella product, again, because it doesn't irritate her skin. But if you do get sick, you do want to focus on really stimulating immune response as well. So really focusing on your immune system, lots of zinc in the diet and healthy eating.
Yes. So all the best with those mozzies, particularly if you're camping. You want a mosquito net.
And if you suspect you've got a mozzie in a bedroom, then fumigate it. Get up a spray and get rid of it, because they can hide behind curtains and all sorts of things.
Yes, all the best there. Well, next up, how we can help the Selvos help those in need this Christmas.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get LifeSpace Probiotics from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. don't give us a call with any questions for your health. We'll get to those calls in just a moment. But first, with the festive season upon us, there's one charity organisation that can always be relied upon to not only provide community events for those seeking them, but also a place at their Christmas table. And that, of course, is the Salvos. And joining us on the line is Major Brendan Nottle, the commanding officer of the Salvation Army. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Zoe, Gerald and Joe. Great to chat with you.
Oh, Brendan, you know I've got such great affection for you, so it's lovely to have you on the show. And, of course, we have huge admiration and deep gratitude for all that the Salvos do. At this time of year, can you explain what sort of support you do offer and give us an idea what people need and how you're providing that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for a lot of people, Christmas is a great time of the year, an opportunity to get together with family and friends and give gifts to children, and it's just a good time for so many. But what we're seeing every year, and particularly this year, is an increasing number of Australians that are really stressed at this time of the year, and I actually feel it. You know, when I'm talking to people, I can actually feel that level of stress going up, and people are really concerned about how they're going to make ends meet. And it's the simple things. How are we going to provide Christmas lunch? How are we going to provide toys for the children? And I think one of the difficult things for a lot of people is they see all of the, you know, the advertising and the media coverage of what people are going to be doing together at Christmas, and they're reminded of what they don't have. And it becomes increasingly tough. So I think we're able to help with meals, toys, and I think one of the most important things is connection for people at this time of the year.
Mm. Sure. Yeah.
It's such a good point, is it? I think some of us feel a little bit useless, so we don't feel like we're actually sort of doing enough ourselves. What is it that we can do? Because everybody's going through this, but what is it that we can do at home? What can we do to help?
Oh, I think one of the really important things is around just checking in on people around you. So checking in on family, checking in on neighbours. And we can think to ourselves, oh, I don't know what I can do. Well, it's as simple as a phone call, or it's as simple as just checking in and saying, do you want to catch up for a coffee? It's those really simple things that can help. And I think also if people are able to donate to organisations like Salvation Army.
Oh, have we lost you there, Brendan? Oh, you're back?
Yeah,
we've got you back. There was just a little glitch there, but you're there. So, yes, as you said, and we'll give you the details on how you can donate in just a moment. So that's very important.
Brendan, I don't usually talk Collingwood Football Club because I do radio with a fairly passionate supporter. But
I'm sure honoured to do so.
I have heard rumours that he's now settle, Brendan. I've heard rumours that you're training expect a game on the halfback flank. So good luck with that. I listened to a fascinating interview with you recently, and good organisations have got to have inspiring leaders, of which you are one. Congratulations for that. But tell me just briefly about the housing that Collingwood, as a football club, you either love them or hate them, but this is an amazing story for what you do.
Well, I think, Gerald, one of the amazing things about this program is that Collingwood don't talk about it a lot. They often, with this program, just get on with it. And what they've done is rented 50 houses in their name, and then they're raising funds so that we're able to, at the moment, take 130 people off the streets put them in not just a house. They're actually beautiful homes. And they're not just a home. They're a home with really good support. So the workers that we've employed are actually involved in helping people understand the drivers for their homelessness and then really helping them rebuild their lives again. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing with those with those 50 houses is when we started the program 10 years ago this year, the predominant group that we saw were older men. Mm. Now, out of 50 houses, 23 of those houses have women in them that have been escaping family violence. And so that's not through any strategic shift in who we're connecting with. Mm. It's just who's presenting with need and in need at the moment. So I think the work that they've been doing at Collingwood with those houses, and also Gerald, with the cafe that we run for homeless people. Collingwood put funding into that, sent us players to volunteer. Yeah. It's really quite incredible. We see over 500 people a day coming in for help through that cafe.
Yeah. Well
and,
done.
Collingwood have been an incredible supporter.
Well done. And inspirational for other league teams too.
Very, very inspirational. But also, you yourself as the Selvos, you've done some really important research around what the need is in our community at the moment.
Oh, it's an amazing piece of research, Joe, Gerald and Zoe. I often see this research from time to time and I think, no, I don't really see that reflected, you know, in the work that I'm involved in. But this research absolutely reflects what we see every day and every night. And it's actually quite confronting. So it was two pieces of research. One was research with the people that we see coming in for help to the Salvation Army. The other piece of research was just with general Australians. And what we're seeing with that general piece of research was that one in four Australians are saying they're really struggling to make ends meet when it comes to the interest rate rise that have occurred, because we've actually had eight consecutive interest rate rises in this country, and they're really, really starting to bite. And I think people are now starting to say, we're just struggling to make ends meet as a result of the interest rate rises. And then on top of that, and compounding it, is the rise in utility bills, rise in food costs. And then it all comes to Christmas, where we want to do the right thing by kids and friends, and that just becomes an issue which exacerbates people's financial situation right across the board.
Yeah, it's really reflective in the services that you provide as well. And there are many ways that we can help out. You can volunteer, of course. There are the Christmas lunches. You're very much welcome, community, to come and connect with you.
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the interesting pieces of information that came through that research was 34%, so 8.6 million Australians, if you roll out that piece of research, are saying they're lonely at this time of the year. So connection is absolutely critical for so many people, and I think people knowing that they can call the Selvos on 13 Selvos, if they're lonely, they can call if they're really feeling stretched. And what we want to say to people is, you're not on your own, we hear you. Okay. And we're actually here for you. So just reach out. It was interesting. I finished work this morning at 4:30 a.m. I was out with a couple of teams. And we're working with young people that just go out, you know, for a night out and maybe overdo it. And we've got paramedicine students with us just helping out. So they're a fantastic resource. But surprisingly, overnight again, I spent most of my night just talking to young people who were just lonely. These are kids that just come in for a night out.
Absolutely.
And all they wanted was someone to talk to, you know, someone safe that they could just chat away to that would listen to them. And I just thought, my goodness, this issue of loneliness is impacting so many people right across the community.
Well, Brendan, as always, we love speaking with you. You're an extraordinary leader. And we do encourage you, if you have the facility to do so, to donate at this time of year, salvationarmy.org.au, or and if you want to reach out, 13 Selvos, that's the number if you are in need as well. Thank you so much, Brendan. Thanks, wish you Brendan. A beautiful Christmas.
Yep. Your wife and girls, well done.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gerald and Zoe, and all the best at Christmas to all of you and your listeners.
Thank you. Next up, how to get that festive party look.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Add some more volume to your hairstyle. Turn heads with Cloran Dry Shampoo with oat milk from Chemist Warehouse. It leaves hair light and fresh with oat milk extract that softens and protects the hair. Quickly refresh your style between washes. It's as easy as spray and brush away. Add volume and texture with Australia's number one dry shampoo, Cloran Dry Shampoo with oat milk, 150ml. Only $9.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get LifeSpace Probiotics from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, it is that time of year when we're all heading out and want to look absolutely fabulous. So let's get some advice from our resident beauty guru here at the House of Wellness, Jade Kidsnorbo. Good morning, Jade.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, good. Help us. How do we look fabulous? What's on trend this time of year?
This time of year, we are heading out. We're going to party. We're going to look good and feel good. So I think colour and eyeliner is very in for this time of year. We want to be happy and that to show in our face.
I love what they spoke about when we all went through COVID, that everyone popped on lipstick to make them feel better, because there's something really true about it. You're having a crap day, you put a beautiful, you know, vibrant lipstick and you feel fantastic. But pink seemed to be in. Can you tell me which shade of pink, like someone, I've got, you know, olive skin, what kind of shade of pink should I go for?
Yeah, so pink is in at the moment. Hailey Bieber has had that TikTok. I think when you're choosing the right pink for you, it's like how you would dress. We already know what colours we're drawn to in clothes. The only piece of advice I would say for tan, I think deep skin colours like beautiful hot pinks are really flattering. I would say probably if you have any rosacea or pink undertone, make sure you correct that before trying on any pink lipstick.
That is a good tip, because some of us, I do tend to a slightly ruddy face at times.
Well, I think just getting the right colour is key for it looking beautiful. So just keep to those tips and tricks and you'll be fine.
Okay, so tell me, what is your favourite beauty item right now?
My favourite beauty item right now? I am really drawn to, now believe it or not, heated lash curlers.
What even?
Fantastic.
Oh, yes, I've seen makeup artists use them.
I love those things.
Yeah, so Manicure Glam, they have a heated lash curler at the moment that's available, and I just love that it does. In the old days when we used to get hair dryers and eyelash curls, those days are gone. You just pop a battery and it works. So that's one of my favourite. And another one is a jelly lip scrub. W7 does one. So when we've got these lip bright colours, we want to make sure our lips are prepared and not flaky and dry. So they're the two at the moment I'm liking that are available.
I've never used a lip scrub. Am I out of touch?
Well, you've got to start. You've got to start, because I think, and I always see you rocking a really beautiful, bright lip. But, you know, sometimes when you can get a little flaky or it's not sitting well, do a lip scrub either that morning or the night before and it will go on like a glazed donut.
Oh, I love this. Well, you know, I have a teenager and I'm looking for things for her stocking filler. So I'm going for the heated eyelash curler there. That she will love that. Thank you so much, Jade. You have a great festive season.
You too. Thanks for having me.
All righty. And we've got time for one more call. Good morning, Andy in Hawthorne.
Hello, Andy.
Yes, hello. Look, I'm in my 70s and I always keep hearing and take ubiquinol, but I see that there's all these different strengths, 100, 150, 300. What's your preference?
For you, Andy, 150 milligram each morning. It's the ready-to-use form of coenzyme Q10. It's a good medium sort of quality dose. Go for it. Have one every morning and enjoy the benefits.
And as always, we say thank you to all of our callers. We would say for all of our callers this year.
Right across the year. And the Ask Tab Joe is not closing. There's still a number we haven't got to this morning. houseofwellness.com.au, there's an Ask tab there that comes straight to me, and the answer, I may be typing from the beach, but...
I was going to say, do you ever rest? You're like Santa's little elves. They're
just
constantly
weaving away, like the duck, you know, calm on top, digging away underneath.
Absolutely. So houseofwellness.com.au is the website. Head along to that website for the Ask tab or any other information that you're after. But we do really sincerely say thank you to all of our callers this year. You absolutely make the show. We're very grateful to you. And we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Support your gut microbiome while helping to improve your sleep or relieve stress. Discover LifeSpace Probiotics at Chemist Warehouse. New Probiotics Plus sleep support includes ashwagandha and improves sleep quality. And Probiotics Plus stress relief includes saffron extract and magnesium and relieves symptoms of mild anxiety and stress. Get LifeSpace Probiotics from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get LifeSpace Probiotics from $20.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Thank you so much for joining us on the House of Wellness for this whole year. It has been truly lovely, and as we draw the year to a close, Zoe, what does Christmas hold for you? What little tip have you got for us?
Look, I am just thrilled that all family gets together, but I think exactly like, you know, what the Salvation Army is trying to do, connection. It's about connection, connecting with people that you love and just checking on them and, you know, appreciating, being grateful for what we do have. But Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope everyone has a sensational year as well coming ahead.
Yeah, I do think connection is a lovely thing. And Gerald, you do this really well with the people in your life who you know are on their own. I think that's nice to be mindful of those people.
And I think we've got to refocus, Joe, on the simple things. And could I, on behalf of all of us who are part of your support team, your leadership this year has been outstanding, as has Leanne, our executive producer, and the team behind. A lot of work goes into putting these shows together.
It's true.
And it's seamless on a Sunday. Always good fun. So thank you for all you've done.
Thank you, Gerald, and thank you, Zoe. Yeah. And I will say, you know, we're very blessed to be able to come here every week and share these messages and information around health and wellness.
We speak
and
to people too.
Yeah,
people
ring us. I love it. I love hearing people's lives and hearing what's going on for them. And I really enjoy and learn a lot from both you, Gerald, and Zoe. So it's been just a fantastic year. What will Christmas hold for you?
Getting everybody together except one, Alex up in the Gold Coast, so we're going to see him today. But just getting everybody together, watching grandchildren, grandsons, just interact.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
So, good luck to everybody.
Yes, good luck to everybody. Have a fantastic, safe, healthy holiday period. We wish you all the best. As always, we say thank you so much to Chemist Warehouse. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au if you want any information over the break. We'll see you in January. And as always, we wish you the best of health
all the
and
best.
Wellness. See you next year.